Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. It was another glorious day for football here in South Philadelphia as the Eagles inch closer to their preseason opener against Indianapolis. Today, defensive coordinator Bill Davis kicked things off by talking about what he wants to see from the Eagles defense in Sunday's game.
I'm looking for the tackling piece to me, because you don't see that. The communication when the lights are on, who can communicate, and then tell the guys all the time, it's about evaluating your ability combined with your coachability. We've got, in defense, playing great defense is 11 guys playing as one. So there's the communication, there's the effort to the ball, there's the technique. Are you down in and down out consistently using the technique we've been working on this whole offseason, we've been working on in training camp? So if you'll show that you can handle your spot using the techniques, alignments, communication, all the things we've taught you, that's a big plus. You don't have to give us a bunch of wild plays to impress us. We've got to see that the defense in its whole, the 11 guys, are doing what they're supposed to do.
Many of the Eagles defenders have said that the defense is further along right now than they were at this point last season. And while that may sound a little bit confusing considering all the new faces in the locker room, Davis said that it's the veteran leadership that's been setting the tone.
No, what happens in the discussion in year one is everybody is learning for the first time. When you get to year three, your veterans are help teaching and coaching your new guys. So there's like triple the coaching. There's coaching from us. There's coaching from each other. And that understanding sometimes from a fellow player explaining it, or when you're in a locker room, and it's easier for the new guys to pick up because more people can give them the proper answer that you don't have in year one.
After practice, safety Malcolm Jenkins echoed Bill Davis's thoughts, saying that all the new faces have actually expanded what the defense is able to do.
Yeah, I think the more guys he brings in, the more versatile the packages get, the more ideas get thrown on the table that we can add from different places. So there are some things that I brought in with me last year that we were able to install. Corey Underland brings some stuff this year that he had, you know, with other teams that we've installed. Even Byron Maxwell being, you know, in a team that plays a lot of three deep and single high, he's able to, you know, add some of his expertise to it. And so when you take all of these different ideas from veterans and coaches, you put them all together, you get to expand your playbook, you get to change it up, tweak it to where it's advantageous for us as players.
Versatility is something that is sure to play a big part in the Eagles' defense this season, something that safety Walter Thurmond can surely attest to.
I mean, it's an ongoing process, you know. I mean, anybody who's played safety for their whole career, you know, it's still the constant white belt mentality to getting better, though. You know, once you think you got it, you know, you give up big plays or, you know, something always happens and you miss a pass or something like that, you know. So it's always trying to be disciplined every single day and getting better and always perfecting the craft.
The countdown to the Eagles preseason opener is at just 3 days, and today we caught up with Byron Maxwell and Connor Barwin to get their thoughts on the preseason opener.
Play whatever. They haven't told us how much we'll play, but you're going to play 10, 20 snaps like it's a regular season game, and prepare like it is, and that's all you worry about is every play you're out there. And as far as what else we'll get out of it is just, you know, you get game speed. I guess we don't tackle out here, so you get to tackle to the ground a couple times, and then just evaluate the film and evaluate yourself and the defense just like we would in the regular season.
I want to get the timing back down, the rhythm. You know, it's different being out there in the game, and really things going full speed. So really just getting the timing back down, the rhythm of the game, you know.
Lastly, an injury update here from the NovaCare Complex. Linebackers Kiko Alonso and D'Amico Ryans both did not practice today, nor did tight end Zach Ertz. For continuing coverage of Eagles training camp, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.